Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, it's amazing how fast time flies by. And days just fly by. It just seems like a couple of minutes ago it was Monday. It's already Thursday. We're heading into the weekend. I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you are with us here on WWL. A lot to talk about again this afternoon. We'll have an update on the Trump trial. Honestly, are you bored yet? I'm kind of getting bored with this. The Louisiana legislature is working on a bill that would block citizens' access to public records. Not only would this, affect journalists, but this will affect average citizens because we have been able to get a hold of public records. But if this law goes through, it's a repeal of the public records law. If this law goes through, then we're not going to have access to public information, public records. You know, when they do this, when they pass a law blocking our access and blocking journalists' access to public information, it seems like they're hiding something. So why are they doing this? Because they're hiding something, or they want to be able to hide things. Also, we talked yesterday about Fox News calling Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene an idiot who's trying to wreck the Republican Party. This is bigger than just giving Marjorie Taylor Greene the label she deserves. This is also about a conservative news channel calling out a conservative Republican. And I've talked about this a lot. Why is this important? Well, it's important because we, as a country, have a tendency to protect our own. And a lot of people, I'm not, but a lot of people are afraid to call out one of their own. If they consider somebody to be part of their group, the group that they're part of, for example, conservatives. Conservatives have a hard time calling out conservatives that suck or conservatives that are not right about something. Democrats have a problem calling out Democrats. Democrats have a problem calling out Nancy Pelosi or AOC or, in the past, Hillary Clinton, when these people are clearly wrong about something. And as long as we're willing to protect our own, then that's what creates the tribal ambiance that exists in politics today. It's tribal politics. And so I think it's great when we can call out our own, if you're in a group, if you're part of a group and somebody in the group is tainting the image of the whole group, you call them out. But that's been something that people have been reluctant to do. So it's, to me, that's the shining thing about Fox News calling out Marjorie Taylor Greene. I mean, we should be more willing to call out those even within our ranks who are doing damage to our ranks. Indiana's Attorney General is criticizing the Bank of America for allegedly discriminating against customers because of their political and religious beliefs. Should a company have the right to reject doing business with some customers because of their political or religious beliefs? For example, if you have a company or you manage a company, should you be able to discriminate against somebody because of their political beliefs? If you know somebody, let's say you're a conservative and you have a conservative business, should you be willing to reject the business of a conservative? I mean, I guess in some way you might be able to find a way to reject their business. I don't know why you would. And what if you knew somebody, what if you're a conservative and you knew somebody was a liberal and they have something that you're going to work on. They have something of yours that they're going to work on. Are they going to do the best job possible? I mean, think about the doctors that have to save the lives of people who have been shot, who they probably sense are criminals, which is why they got shot in the first place. Not you know, a lot of innocent people get shot too, but doctors have to save the lives of these thug punks. I mean, they have to do their job. Can you do your job beyond political and religious beliefs? If you know somebody is a zealot Christian wacko, are you going to do business with them? I mean, I would think, why not? Also, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has changed his position on book bans after people complained about inappropriate content in the Bible. Based on the criteria for banning books, there's stuff in the Bible about prostitutes. There's stuff in the Bible about sex. There's stuff in the Bible about adultery. You know, are these things that you want kids to be exposed to? You want to have to explain to your kids about some of these things? I just think it's funny. And I don't think the Bible should be banned from libraries. But using the criteria by which people like Ron DeSantis want to judge books and ban books, the Bible's out of there. The Bible comes under that category of a book that can be banned. So, I mean, it's really kind of funny. Also, President Biden, he was speaking yesterday, and he made the most ridiculous false statement. We've got to talk about that this afternoon. And Jimmy John's is going to do something special for 420. 420, April 20th. You know, that's marijuana smoking day. I don't smoke pot, but this is the day that people are supposed to get together and smoke pot. There's a long history behind it. And we'll talk about that. I guess we'll talk about that tomorrow on the show, since 420 falls on, I guess, Saturday. We'll talk about that tomorrow, the history that goes back to 420 being marijuana day. But what Jimmy John's is doing is they have launched a new campaign. It is called Deliciously Dope Dime Bag for people who are feeling good. It's a combo meal of smoked ham sandwich and jalapeno ranch dressing and extra herbs, plus chips, a pickle spear, and a fudge brownie. That's great marketing. That's a great idea, calling it a dime bag. Now, a dime bag, I don't remember the amount. I never bought a dime bag. I always bought what was referred to as a lid when I did that in the past. And I don't know what a dime bag is, but I know a dime bag was somebody will text it in. I don't remember what the amount was, but you could buy a dime bag of pot. And so that was a popular way to measure pot. All right, if you want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And don't be shy. You know, if you've never called the show before, we'd love for you to become a first-time caller, an FTC. And maybe you've been listening for a long time and you've never called in. It's real simple. The number is 504-260-1870. And Ian's going to pick up the phone and he's going to basically ask you, you know, what do you want to talk about and where you're calling from and what your name is. And we will get you on the air. And so we always welcome new callers to the show. And even if you don't call, you're still a major part of the show. But, you know, if you've thought about it. Because I run into people all the time. I say, man, you know, there was that one day I wanted to call you, but I didn't. Well, if you feel like calling in with anything we talk about, you know, give us your opinion. Again, the number is 504-260-1870. Ian Hook is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon,
sir. Good afternoon to you, too, as well. How are we?
Good. Thursday afternoon. We're close to the weekend. It's cloudy now, and I think it's going to be a decent weekend. It's warming up. Do you like the warmer weather?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm not that thrilled about this weekend. I'm going to be in rehearsal the whole time. I got 10-hour days on both Saturday and Sunday. It's tech weekend, you know, so we got to get all the light cues and get all the costumes straightened out and everything, and then we'll start doing, you know, our final dress rehearsals next week, and then we open on Thursday night.
Yeah, so. And we'll mention that when you're opening up. We'll mention the play. And
let me know when you want to come. I'll get you a ticket.
Go see it. Okay, that'd be nice because, you know, I paid the last time. But it's okay.
Well, if you'd come earlier in the run last time, I could have got you a ticket, but no.
Oh, is that the way it works?
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm going to pay attention to that then.
But oh,
yeah,
hey.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just got a text from David Hamer. He says he can talk to us at 2 o'clock.
Okay, great. I want to talk to David Hamer about this this bill going through the Louisiana legislature about about blocking access. Citizens are going to have access blocked to public records. And right now, journalists and citizens, average citizens, have access to public records. That's going to be blocked. So what does that mean? We'll talk to David Hammer from Channel 4 about that. And also, it suggests to me that they're hiding something, or they plan on hiding things, or they don't want you to know about the way that they come to some conclusions. And I think we they're public servants. Who the hell do they think they are? And, of course, you know, on this show, we have nicknamed the Louisiana legislature the Baton Rouge Boneheads. All right, let me do the password for the day. It's the Jazz Fest password of the day. You take this password to our website, wwl.com/contest, and that's how you register to win tickets to the first weekend of Jazz Fest. A lot of big people performing. And also, you get free passes, round-trip passes on the Jazz Fest Express Shuttle. And that's going to take you from downtown right into the fairgrounds. I've done it before. It is a great way to get to the fairgrounds. You don't have to worry about parking. You don't have to worry about your car being towed when you come back. You don't have to worry about where did you park. It's really a great way to get to the fairgrounds. And they take you right into the infield. And it's less walking, too, because you're going to do a lot of walking when you're there. So if you want to walk a little less, even if you don't win, the Jazz Fest Express Shuttle is a great way to get to the Jazz Fest. All right, so the password today is etouffee. Etouffee. Let me spell that for you. A-T-O-O-F-A-Y. That's A-T-O-O-F-A-Y. I'm just kidding. That's not how you spell etouffee. Etouffee is E-T-O-U-F-F-E-E. E-T-O-U. F-F-E-E. But I think there's going to be a multiple choice there, so you'll be able to pick it out. But the code word today is etouffee. Take that to our website and try to win some tickets. Passes to the fairgrounds, Jazz Fest, and also passes on the Jazz Fest Express Shuttle. And that's from Miller Lite, the official beer of Jazz Fest and WWL. Let's go to Ian with a couple of your early text messages.
We'll start out with something a little bit different. Here's a text that says, hey, is that song from the Tiana Disney cartoon? Yes, it is. We play Almost There from the
sure
Disney
is.
And Princess and the Frog soundtrack. Text continues, my father is one of the last blacksmiths in New Orleans. We have our family business in the 7th Ward. Disney came here for my dad to do the weather vane for the new Tiana ride in Disney World and Disneyland. Also, they have things now. They have beignets, and Miss Chase actually went there before she passed away because they're opening up a ride. And a lot of stuff that's going to be in the gift shop is going to be New Orleans books that feature her and all her books and ingredients. But they actually came down here to get real New Orleans culture to bring there. Right now, they're testing out the Tiana ride, which is in the bayou in the little area where they're going to have everything being around New Orleans and have cooking demonstrations by the folks, all from the dying trades in New Orleans. Sorry, this was a long text. I just wanted you to know my Father's Day Reeves and Jews Welding and Blacksmith will be at Jazz Fest the first weekend.
Wow, that's awesome. I mean, that's an old art, but I mean, somebody has to do it. Disney is very authentic with what they do. And when you go around Epcot at Disney World, and I was, as you know, I was there recently, you go around Epcot and they have people from the country working at that pavilion. And it's very, very authentic. The Tiana ride was not opened when I was there, and it was all boarded up. They were working on it, and it was open. I think it's opening up this summer, and I think it's replacing Splash Mountain. I mean, I could be wrong, but I think it's replacing Splash Mountain. But that's great that Disney is making that so authentically New Orleans.
Do a little politicking here. A lot of Republicans in Washington, D.C. don't and never liked Donald Trump, but they're afraid to say anything bad about him because they obviously know it would be bad for their political careers.
Okay, so let's say you've got a Republican in the race and there's a Democrat in the race. And the Republican denounces Donald Trump because that's what really he or she thinks. Who are the Republicans going to vote for? If they're mad at you for denouncing Donald Trump, you think they're going to vote for the Democrat? No, they're not. I mean, maybe they just wouldn't vote, but they're so loyal to Republicanism that they're going to vote for you, even if you bash Donald Trump. I mean, where else are they going to go? They're not going to vote for the Democrat. But, you know, these are the politicians that are spineless. I mean, if they're afraid to say what they really think of Donald Trump, they're spineless. Why are they afraid? they're cowering to this person, and it's got to be hard to live with yourself if you're really not not open to be honest about somebody.
I would offer that a Trump endorsement or counter endorsement, if you will, is about more than just one election. Like if you have a governor's race between, say, example, John Sununu in New Hampshire, who, you know, has always been critical of Trump. He's one of these never Trump guys who's like, oh, yeah, he definitely was to blame for the insurrection and everything else that we all talk about Donald Trump all the time. John Sununu has been very critical of him. But now that Nikki Haley's out of the race, who he had previously supported, he says, well, of course I'm going to vote for Trump. Of course I'm going to support Trump. Of course I'm going to endorse Trump. And I think it was George Stephanopoulos that just bounced him over the coals this last weekend and said, but you just said all this terrible, you spent the last several years bashing Donald Trump, and now you say you're going to vote for him. And Sununu says, yeah, because if he wants to have a future in Republican politics that extends beyond his next governor's race, unless he's term limited, he has to do that. Because if he wants to, you know, run for a Senate seat, he'll have to go up against somebody that is going to be endorsed by Donald Trump or his allies. So he's thinking of his future, not just the next election.
But Donald Trump has not been magic when it comes to endorsements of people. You know, Donald Trump endorses somebody and they don't always win. I mean, that's not a guarantee.
That is true. Okay, most of the texts right now, you might have guessed, are about what a dime bag is. Here's a text that says, a dime bag is 1 ounce? I don't think so, man. That's not, I don't think that fits my recollection. I always understood a dime bag was just something you paid $10 for.
Yeah, so, well, but what
I mean,
is
if
the
you
amount?
Paid $10 an ounce, what, an ounce of salt? What are you talking about? What could you get an ounce of for $10?
No, an ounce of pot.
You can't get an ounce of pot for $10.
I don't know.
I know.
Yeah.
I promise you that. Here's another text that says, I think I remember a dime bag was $10 rolled in a sandwich bag about the size of a fat cigar.
Okay.
That makes more sense. Here's a text that says, a dime bag is not enough to get you through an Allman Brothers concert. R.I.P. Dickie Betts.
Oh, my God. I know. I saw this earlier today. Dickie Betts passed away. One of the Allman Brothers, Dickie Betts, passed away, an integral part of that band for forever, and we'll do some Allman Brothers a little bit later in the show. Yeah, and Jimmy John's, so we were talking about a dime bag if you just tuned in, on 420, April 20th, Marijuana Smoking Day, this is going to be a time when Jimmy John's is going to be promoting a deliciously dope dime bag that comes with a smoked ham, jalapeno ranch dressing, extra herbs, chips, a pickle spear, and a fudge brownie. And I think the brownie is also indicative of a vehicle by which some people consume marijuana. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakwood Hard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. When we come back, I got to tell you what Biden said. I mean, it is like the most ridiculous lie ever. I mean, Joe, stop. Stop doing this kind of stuff if you want to win. Anyway, we'll share that with you when we come back. I'm Scoot on the Air. It is a Thursday afternoon on WWL.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Good afternoon. I'm Scoot on the Air on WWL in New Orleans. Glad you are with us this afternoon. The password of the day to win Jazz Fest tickets and tickets for the Jazz Fest shuttle to the fairgrounds is Etouffee. 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 Take that to our website. Register to win. And good luck from Miller Lite and from all of us here at WWL. All right. President Biden was speaking yesterday. And he said something that was just ridiculous. And, you know, there's some things that, you know, you could lie about and people would have to really, you know, question, you know, they might wonder whether or not it's the truth. But don't lie about something that is just so obviously a lie. When speaking yesterday, President Joe Biden said, quote, he was talking about his grandfather. And he said that he got shot down in New Guinea. And they never found the body because there were a lot of cannibals in that part of New Guinea. Oh, I'm sorry. This is about his uncle. About Joe Biden's uncle. He was shot down in New Guinea. And they never found the body. There were cannibals in the area. So he's suggesting that his uncle got shot down and was eaten by cannibals. Well, a quick fact check about Ambrose Finnegan, Joe Biden's uncle, and Finnegan's military record shows that there's no mention in his military records of his aircraft being shot down or anything about him being eaten by cannibals. So, come on, Joe. Keep it real, dude. You know, I think this is disturbing because that's just like a wild fantasy story. Yes, my uncle was shot down and he was eaten by cannibals, or was suggesting that he was eaten by cannibals. I mean, just a ridiculous lie. It's just not necessary. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Art Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Lakeview and Rich. Good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Scoot, thanks for taking my call, man. I enjoy listening when I can. You guys do a good service to our city, man. The tribalism comment, couldn't agree more. While I am a proud liberal, I'm not a Democrat, and that's a big reason why. But I think sometimes we start leaning toward they're both the same mentality. Both parties are the same. They're not the same. And I give you a great example, man. The Republicans will not turn on their own, and the Democrats do it like it's cool. You look at what happened to Cuomo in New York, what happened to Al Franken, what's going on with the Menendez now. They turn on them in a minute, and the Republicans will never do that. Case in point, look at the clown Santos in New York. Under no circumstances, but even a bigger case, Trump.
Yeah,
you know, I mean,
yeah.
All the felony accounts, all the grab them by the P word, nothing. They will turn on him for nothing. Look at the felons that have surrounded him: Manafort, Stone, Flynn, felons. But they're not the problem. It's the deep state.
Rich, look, you're right, and you're right about Republicans being less likely to turn on their own than Democrats. But when I say both parties are the same, I don't mean that they're the same in terms of what they do. They're the same in that they both have their own issues, and they're both about protecting their own party's image over doing what's right for America.
Yeah, no, to a point. I mean, I would agree with that. And like I said, I don't think you're registered to either party. And hats off to you. And but the truth is, I think liberals will call out liberals, and you just see much less of that on the Republican.
Well,
side.
You do. I mean, you do see less of that. I mean, I think they're both guilty of that, but the Republicans are more guilty of it. And Donald Trump is the biggest example of that. And we have heard Republicans say off the record. And of course, it ends up in the media anyway. But we've heard Republicans say, you know, they wish they could, but they can't say anything negative about Trump, or they don't believe they can. I think Congressman Steve Scalise has his personal beliefs about Donald Trump, but doesn't really say what he really believes. That's the impression that I get. Rich, I'm really glad you called the show. Thank you for listening. And if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Art Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So there's a group of New Orleans officials. They went to the state capitol to urge the lawmakers there to create a firearm-free, gun-free zone in major entertainment districts like downtown and the French Quarter. And that apparently didn't go through. This was in response to the recent passage of constitutional carry, a law that will allow adults in Louisiana to conceal guns without a permit. And it starts this summer. And so I don't think this is totally dead, but I think it is pretty much stalled out and not really going anywhere. I mean, I don't know what the absolute latest is on this, but it doesn't look good for passage. And there are those in the legislature who represent people with a mentality in this state that everybody's going to have a gun. I mean, and they sound that stupid. Everybody's going to have a gun. You know, everybody having a gun is not the answer. responsible people with guns, that's fine. But everybody doesn't need to have a gun. And everybody who has a gun doesn't know how to use a gun. And so if everybody had a gun, and if a lot of people don't know how to use a gun or know when to use a gun, that could lead to problems. So this is not about an assault on the Second Amendment, because we already have restrictions on where you can have a gun. So the precedent is set. If you want to join us, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870 in Slidell. Terry, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, you're talking about 420. Well, they got a, you know, where you get your medical marijuana hat. They got a 420 sale on the 20% off on 420. Can't beat that, can you?
Wow. It's interesting that even the medical marijuana people are taking advantage of that, because 420 is really about the recreational use of marijuana, not the medical use.
Well, I didn't know until I went over there. Guys said, yeah, man, it's 20% off everything in the store. I said, oh, I'll be back.
Now, so because of a medical condition, do you have a prescription for marijuana?
Yes, I do.
Is it easy? Is it easy to go through the process? Do you have any difficulty?
All you do is go online, take a little survey. They call you up, you know, on FaceTime or whatever. You tell them your condition and put up your credit card, and that's it. Put it right on in.
I don't want to be so crass as to say, is it good? But I'll just ask you this way. Does it do the job it's supposed to do?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Relax, helps you sleep, and then you don't have to take as many I don't take any more prescription pills for depression, because then I'm not in it anymore. Well, another thing I was calling to you. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, if marijuana can replace prescription pills, I think that's a positive thing in our society.
Another thing, too. Scoot, you know they said they don't have a lot of crawfish, and crawfish is really expensive. Well, you know how much crawfish are in Slidell? $2.99 a pound.
Wow.
You know how much the crawfish are in Mississippi? $2.25 a pound. Same crawfish, same sack, same distributor. So somebody's making some serious money.
Yeah, and it seems like there's a relatively small group of people, and they are in control of crawfish prices, and they're not accountable to anybody. So it's almost like a crawfish cartel in our state. But remember the predictions at the beginning of the season? Crawfish, it's going to be a historic low. We're not going to have crawfish, and the price is going to be through the roof. All of that turned out to be not true. Because the people who were making those predictions, as smart as they are about crawfish, they didn't take into account that maybe the weather's going to change and that's going to bring the crawfish out, and apparently that's what happened. All right, you've got a comment, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. And I want to talk a little bit more about what it means for Fox News to call out Marjorie Taylor Greene as an idiot who wants to wreck the Republican Party. It's about a conservative network calling out a conservative Republican, and I think that is a positive thing, because I think this is what is going to start to break political tribalism. Yeah, we're really divided. I mean, we're going to stay divided. That's not going to go away anytime soon. But I think the calling out of people who are within your party who are wrong and they're tainting the image of your party, I think that's a positive thing. All right, I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be back on WWL. Yes, sad news. Dickie Betts of the Allman Brothers has passed away. I mean, compared to a lot of rockers who've lived that kind of life, he lived a long time. But sorry that Dickie Betts has passed away. I'm Scoot on the air. It is already Thursday afternoon on WWL. A Harvard poll shows that young voters are more likely to vote for Biden than Trump. And only 9%, though, think the country is going in the right direction, but they're still willing to vote for Biden. According to this poll, Biden is polling at 50% among voters 30 years and younger. Trump is at 37%. In November, Biden had 56% and Trump had 37%. So a slight drop in support for Biden, 6 points, the same for Trump. But, you know, I would think that in general in this country, younger voters are more likely to vote for Joe Biden, more likely to vote against Donald Trump. All right. There have been some setbacks in the Trump porn star hush money cover. I love just telling you the title of the case. It's the Trump porn star hush money cover-up case. There have been a few setbacks.
Well, the judge in the case was hoping to add jurors today. He has lost at least one. A previously seated juror was excused after backtracking on whether she felt she could be impartial and fair. The status of a second sworn-in juror was also called into question after he failed to report to court to address the accuracy of some of his previous answers to questions. Prosecutors have also asked Judge Juan Merchan to sanction Trump over seven more social media posts they say violate a gag order that bars Trump from attacking witnesses. Trump has pleaded not guilty to 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. I'm Shelley Adler.
And former federal prosecutor David Weinstein says the judge does not want the media to publish details about the jurors that could help identify them.
In this particular instance, the fear on both sides is that without anonymity, people are going to be reluctant to go into that jury room and vote their conscience, whether it's guilty or not guilty. Whatever said in the courtroom is going to be used by someone somewhere to try to find out the identities of these individuals. It shouldn't be happening. It really shouldn't matter. People shouldn't be prying into people's private lives. But it's what's going on. And so that's why the court's going to have to change the way information is released.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm uncomfortable because of the way some Trump supporters are. I'm uncomfortable with information that might get out about a juror that would vote to convict Donald Trump. You can't trust some of those people. You can't trust them. And the threats that that person would receive would be very serious. So, you know, you would think that the media would just collectively get together and just do the right thing and not give out any information. Let's go to Ian with some of your text messages.
This text is from about half an hour ago. It says, hey, it sounds like you're on your both sides are the same BS again. So lazy, but I understand why you have to do it.
You know what's lazy? What's lazy is being so one-sided that you don't have to think. Being a radical moderate, being a moderate, being somebody that is independent in their thinking, and I'm not alone. There are a lot of people like me. It's really easy to be one way or the other, right or left, because you don't have to think. You just go, everything that's right is right. Everything that's left is left if you're on the left. So that's like, you know, it's a no-brainer. You just follow your leader. But, you know, to actually consider each issue on its own merit, that takes thinking. And not a lot of people want to do that.
Here's a text that says, hey, speculation here, but I think Republicans are more loyal to each other because they know that most people support more liberal policies when it comes down to it. If all eligible voters participated in the election process, Democrats would always have a majority. Republicans know this, so they have to accept that the Trumps and Marjorie Taylor Greens of their party simply because it's a numbers game.
You know, it's a well thought out text. And you know that there are a lot of Republicans who don't want young people to vote. They don't want to encourage young people to vote. And so when there's like, get the vote out, get the youth vote out, they want to limit the number of people who vote. And that's been the way for a long time.
Here's a text that says, hey, Scoot, when asked who his favorite guitar player was, Dwayne Allman replied, Dickie Betts. Rock in perpetuity, Dickie.
Wow. Yeah, Dickie Betts was, you know, he was a legend. He was just a legend, and he's now passed away, so sorry to hear that.
Two more quick ones about Joe Biden's claim that his uncle was eaten by cannibals. Here's a text that says, maybe he was eaten by one of those MAGA supporters.
You know, I mean, what a lie Joe told. What a lie. His uncle was shot down in New Guinea, and they couldn't find the body, so he might have been eaten by cannibals.
And I'll leave you with this one about that AC ambulance spot you just did.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This text says, hey, Scoot, my neighbor checked my unit last night. It works totally fine.
You know, that's a good neighbor. You know, if you have a neighbor instead of AC ambulance, if you have a neighbor that can come over and check your unit to make sure that it's working fine, that's a good neighbor. All right, listen, if you want to join us with a comment about anything we get into, the Oakenhart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. I want to talk about something that it's rather gruesome But I think it's a really good topic. CNN aired graphic footage of a little girl's corpse after the Israeli strike killed 8 children. Should CNN, should the networks air footage of like a child's corpse? And I have an interesting answer to that, but we'll be talking about that a little bit later in the show. I'm Scoot on the Air. We'll be back on WWL. All right, a sad day on the Scoot on the Air rock culture calendar. On this day in 2012, Dick Clark, who was the host of American Bandstand, and from 1956 to 1988, this brought rock and roll into the homes of a lot of teenage viewers across the country, and I was one of them. On this day in 2012, Dick Clark suffered a fatal heart attack while he was in the hospital in Santa Monica, California. He was 82 years old. 2 days later, he was cremated, and his ashes were spread around the Pacific Ocean. All right, I'm Scoot. We've got a lot more still to come, including whether or not you should be able to not do business with somebody because of their political or religious beliefs. We'll talk about that and more coming up on WWL.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.